according to the Spirit.
And in the Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man who has two sons, he came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered the first. Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So Paul exhorts us, have the same mind as Christ. it's okay, in a sense, to not be okay. And we're all for it. We know, that's why, you know, Pope Francis, and not just Pope Francis, but Pope Benedict as well, is to say, you know, a parish is a hospital. A parish is a place where people need healing. What was the first thing that Christ said to his apostles? When you go to a place, anoint and heal the sick first, then proclaim the gospel. What was it? Was it Teddy Roosevelt said, people can't hear about the law if their stomachs are empty. Something like that. I can't remember the quote. So, Christ calls us into this unity. It is not just supernatural, but it has to be natural as well. So for us to participate, however, in this unity, not just through the sacraments, not just in a supernatural way, but we have to be objective as well. We have to put it into practice in our lives. That means living according to the Ten Commandments, living according to the teachings of the Church. It's living tradition, a tradition which was given to us when Christ on the cross said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Why did he do that? So that we couldn't see it. But you and I can see it. And what is that spirit? But that communion of love between the Father and the Son. You know, if the way to heaven is heaven, right? There should be no room in our hearts for a judgment, for a condemnation. Oh, it's learning how to grow in that perfect love, that Christ-like love, that self-giving love that Christ showed us by his death on the cross. Sin is the reality of all of us. We need to confront it now. Because sin alienates us, not only from God, and not only from each other, but also fragments ourselves in our interior life. It divides us within ourselves. And God wants us to be at peace within ourselves. He wants us to know the same peace and joy and love and unity that he has. He wants us to share in that. And so he comes, he gives us the commandments. The commandments are the rules of the game. If you want to win the game, you have to run by the commandments, folks. And he's going to help us do it. It's not something we do on our own, but with the grace of God. But we can acknowledge that I can't do it on my own. And that is that humility again. Paul talked about it in Philippians. Though he was God, he did not grasp at it. You and I sometimes think of God, we like to grasp at it. We like to grasp at things. You know? But he emptied himself, becoming like a slave, being even unto death. And so you and I, as a human race, have to have the same trust, that same mind, that same attitude of Christ. To realize, yeah, we're not there yet, so we need to repent. The Blessed Mother, there are many apparitions, always follow people to repentance and conversion. You know, entering into the kingdom of God is not a one-time thing, it's a constant thing. It's a daily thing. And we need to learn how to align our will with the will of God. I can try to clarify my values all I want, and then I align the values of God and the values of the kingdom of God with the Ten Commandments. They're not going to bring me to that unity of self, that unity with him, that salvation he wants for me. I think Deacon Ben referred to this a couple weeks ago, and Deacon did it so I loved his, you know, we met the circuit breakers for evil. But do we recognize what evil is, sisters and brothers? Now, evil is never going against the commandments of God, because they alienate us from God. They alienate us, they break us up as a society, not only as individuals, but as a society. Thou shalt not kill. The original literal interpretation from the Hebrew is, thou shalt not slay the innocent. It is painful for us to realize that our values don't always coincide with the values of God, that we can't live up to the will of God as much as we would like. So we need to do that. We need to ask God for that grace. God, who is all merciful, but he wants us to acknowledge, you need my help. It's like going to a doctor and saying, I'm fine, God, I don't need you. What is that, folks? You go to the doctor and say, you're sick. And you need healing. Christ came because we are sick and we need healing. We need to acknowledge that healing. Remember reading the book, Spontaneous Healing by Andrew Neal. And he was supposed to be and homeopathic, the doctor. And he said, you know, people can't expect healing unless they first acknowledge their need for it. We need to acknowledge that we need to call salvation. We are a broken people. That's our source for condemnation or for guilt. It's a point of, to begin our healing. So faith is an action word. It's not just some intellectual assent to a certain set of principles. It is putting into action the message of Christ. The gospel, being willing to live it and proclaim it in all its fullness. A few weeks ago, I went to the plane at the 12 at the Goodstein, and that reminded me of how the 12, knowing the persecution that would occur, still went up, proclaimed this message of love and reconciliation. Despite declaring this message of love and reconciliation, they were still persecuted. People could not accept the word. They could not accept the message. And so they were tortured and put to death. And yet they knew this and they still went up. At the end of the play, there's a song they sang, the lyrics of Robert Sheckman and Neil Burr. And I always like to put, you know, love with Christ together. These words don't do it justice, but I'm going to bring them to you anyways. Mountains above us, the ocean below us, fear all around us,